And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Always look forward to talking with members of the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. And Deb Watkins joins us in the studio. She's the shelter director. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hannah Shoemaker also in studio. And I forget your title. I'm sorry.
I am the volunteer coordinator.
Volunteer coordinator. That's right. And you guys have brought in a special guest, as you frequently do.
Yes, this is Chai. He is a four-month-old puppy. And he is dressed in costume today. He is appearing as a cow.
He is, indeed. And he's available for adoption right now?
Yes, he is.
What are some good qualities about him? Is he knocks over our trash can here. No worries there.
There is never a dull moment around this puppy. He is so playful. He's so fun to be around. He is a big, big personality.
Great with kids?
Yes, yeah. He loves to play. He's still getting in all his puppy teeth, so he definitely needs a lot of toys to play with. But he loves to meet new people and new dogs. He loves to play. He's a lot of fun.
Oh, he's just so dang adorable.
Yeah.
And what is his name again?
Chai.
Chai, like kind of like the tea.
Yes, exactly.
He's just a beautiful looking animal. Does he like the costume?
You know, he's doing really well in the costume.
It looks like it's certainly warm. And costumes are going to be a big deal, I know, for the animal shelter this week. You guys have your Howl and Prowl coming up?
That's right. We do. We have the Howl and Prowl. It's going to be at City Park. It is on Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 27th, at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. This is the first event of its kind, isn't it?
It is, yeah. This is the first year that we're hosting this event. We're really excited about it. We think it's going to be a lot of fun.
So it's 7 o'clock. So it should be dark by that time. You will have a costume contest, as
we
I understand.
We will, yeah. We're going to have a costume contest. We're going to raffle off three different prizes. So we'll do one for costume. We'll do one for checking in at the event. And then our third one... what's the third one for? We're doing a Facebook check-in, and I can't remember what the third one's for now.
Deb, do you remember? No. Well, that's okay.
Information, it's gone. I'm distracted by Chai.
There's information on the Facebook page.
That's sure. Right, yes.
And so this is being done. This is a fundraiser for you guys as well.
It is, yeah.
How do you guys... So will people register here? How the hell do you raise money?
Yes. So at check-in, there is a suggested $5 donation. And we're going to do our check-in over at the Weefald Pavilion in City Park. So that's where you'll show up. You'll get all the information. You'll get a map for the event so you know where all of our vendors are located. And then we'll get you entered into those raffles as you go.
Okay.
Oh, and the third raffle. The third raffle is you'll fill out a passport for visiting every vendor.
Okay. And that's a key for an event like this, having this community support of these different vendors and some of the services that they offer.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a great list of vendors coming. We have about 20 different vendors.
Well, that's neat that you guys would do something like this. I know that it kind of ties in with all the events that are going on around town this week. And, of course, you know, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention everything going on at the Sunset Zoo, trick-or-treat weekend.
That's right.
This is a kind of nice way to tie that into that.
It is, yeah. And a lot of those events are tailored for the kids in the area, which is great. But there are a lot of people who love their dogs and want to get their dogs out in costume, and this is a great opportunity for that.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some of the best dog-related costumes you've seen in the past?
I love the hot dogs and the dinosaurs.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's so fun to watch them.
He's certainly an adorable cow, and it matches his fur. He's black and white puppy, so it kind of blends in. You kind of think, am I looking at a miniature cow here?
He is going to be a cow. He is going to become a very large adult dog, but he is so fun.
And anytime people adopt animals from you guys at the animal shelter, they should know that they come fixed. They're spayed or neutered, and that's done with help from the area here, right?
Yeah, our Kansas State University Shelter Med partners with us, and they bring the students over once a week, and they do the spays and neuters out of the shelter medicine trailer. We are currently building a surgery suite at T. Russell Wright's, and we're really excited about that. We hope to have that done by the end of the year.
Yeah, that is a neat deal. I think you talked about that on a previous show, and that's going to be staffed by vet med students?
So the veterinary students will be coming over at least 3 days a week, performing spays and neuters and other surgeries and treatments that need to be done to get the animals ready for adoption.
How cool is that? And a great service to the community here to kind of keep that pep population controlled, because that is important these days, because there are so many animals that go missing, unclaimed, or just running rampant.
Yeah, you're right. We want to be able to get them off the streets where they're safe. And, of course, our number one mission is always to get animals back to their owners. And if for some reason their owners can't keep them, then we want to be able to rehome those animals and get them back into the community where they're healthy and fixed so they don't have more babies.
One thing I want to ask you here, and I'm kind of just going with the flow, but it's getting that time of year where it's getting a little colder. And I know cats like to be outdoors this time of year. What is your message to maybe some cat owners about bringing them indoors?
You know, if you do have a cat that you're taking care of, we call them community cats, then you do need to provide shelter for them outside. So we suggest that you put some straw, you know, in a doghouse or something for them. Of course, the best thing to do is to bring them in the house or in the garage.
Okay. Got to have shelter this time of year. That's so important.
Yes.
Because, you know, right now, you don't think about it. It's a little chilly. It's starting to feel more like fall. But, boy, in 2 weeks, you never know. It could be in the 20s. Wind chills are a real thing here in this time of in this part of the country this time of year.
Yep, and our animal control officers are out there to help people. And so if someone does have a need, call the Riley County Police Department, and we can get a welfare check or help from one of our animal control officers. And we do have some dog houses that are available that the community has donated, and we can help get people set up if their animals don't have shelter.
Is there ever a community doghouse build in Manhattan?
You know, the vet school's done that before, but that would be a fun event.
Yeah, no, that would be really cool to see that. Well, this is it's always great to have a furry friend in here, and he's certainly up for available for adoption, but I know he's not the only one you have.
He's not. We have 26 dogs and 88 cats right now.
Wow.
And so we are open at 1 o'clock for adoptions, and please come see Chai and all the other dogs and cats that we have available.
All right. And what do people need to bring with them if they are thinking seriously about adopting?
Yeah, we have an application for them to fill out, but we do same-day adoptions. And if they'll just bring two forms of ID, then they can take their pet home the same day.
What if somebody's traveling, we've got the holidays coming up here very soon, and they just need a temporary fix for having their pets watched? Do you guys do anything with that?
You know, we don't, but there are some great businesses here in town that do pet sitting. Yeah. And
okay.
We also do suggest microchipping. That's a good point. When people are traveling for the holidays and stuff, either your pets are left at home and someone's taking care of them. If they would happen to get out, if they're microchipped, we can obviously get a hold of the emergency numbers and get animals right back.
All right. Again, Howl and Prowl, that's this Sunday, City Park. That's the big thing here to remind people about. And that starts 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
All right.
Bring your dogs. It'll be fun.
I think it will be. It's going to be a great event. What a great opportunity for you guys as well at the animal shelter. Deb Watkins, Hannah Shoemaker, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you to Chai as well. That'll do it here for In Focus. And coming up tomorrow, we've got education, the feature. We'll have Riley County Schools for the first half of the show. Dr. Thomas Lane from K-State also going to join us.